Almost half a century has passed since Spain's former fascist dictator General Francisco Franco was interred in a grand mausoleum built for the country's Civil War dead. Now the country's socialist government are pushing to have his body moved to a public cemetery as part of a long process of reconciliation between a fascist past and a democratic future. Max Tillman reports.
Maintaining a situation which has been in force for the past three decades, the country is Spain and the dictator General Francisco Franco.
It's been 44 years since the death of General Francisco Franco, Spain's former fascist leader who ruled the country with an iron will from 1939 until his death in 1975. But his legacy and the resurgence of right-wing nationalism in Spain has once again become a delicate talking point in the modern democracy, as the socialist Spanish government spurs on its plans to exhume Franco before the country's general election in April. The Spanish Congress has already green-lit the exhumation in September of last year. 172 members of the Spanish Parliament, including a coalition of the ruling Socialist Party of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, known as the PSOE, and Basque and Catalan separatist groups, voted for the former dictator's remains to be moved to a public cemetery. The issue is still being contested by right-wing parties, including the Vox Party, a far-right political upstart with a penchant for sharp slogans, with a decision to be finalised by May of this year in the Spanish Supreme Court. Associate Professor Judith Keane of the University of Sydney is a world-renowned expert in the Spanish Civil War and the effects of the conflict on modern Spain. Professor Keane briefly explains the voting process and who supports the exhumation.
Left, much more leftist party, Podemos, and then there is the party of the Catalans, and there is the Nationalist Party of the Basques, and they all voted with the PSOE. And with that, they got 172 votes, and only two in the Cortes against, because the historic opposition simply abstained.
Professor Keane also sees this debate as a culmination of 44 years of democratic reforms, in which Franco's legacy has been a lasting cultural scar.
What do you do with the dictator's body when he has this huge mausoleum and it's a terrible thorn in the side of the Republicans and of people who were so victimised in the Spanish Civil War? So it's a proper issue. Why it is happening right now and how it is that this vote was successful when the other attempts to talk about these sorts of things always fizzled out. The questions about memory and the sort of symbolism and the artefacts of those issues are very powerful.
60 kilometres outside of Madrid, carved into the face of a mountain and adorned with a 150-metre-tall cross visible from 30 kilometres away, lies the Vallejo de los Caídos, or Valley of the Fallen. Originally constructed to entomb 40,000 casualties from Spain's civil war that ran from 1936 to 1939, Franco was entombed here in 1975, following his death. But plans are underway to exhume Franco's body from the Valley of the Fallen and move it to the far less imposing Mingo Rubio El Pardo Municipal Cemetery, an hour away from Madrid, a site that lacks the martial grandeur of his current location, but may better reflect modern Spain's efforts to move on from one of the darkest periods in its storied history.
But since, in the last decade, there's been a great resurgence of the right everywhere, extreme right. And with that, the PP and this party, it's called the Ciudadanos, that's Citizens Party, which is an extreme right-wing party. And there's an even more, so really fascist party called Vox, which is on the extreme right, which is very new. So all of those people are committed to the Franquista legacy.
A decision on General Franco's resting place will be determined in the next 3 months as the Spanish Supreme Court deliberate on not only a question of Franco's legacy, but how Spain's modern democracy reconciles half a century of trauma.
So what do you do? Because if you treat him disrespectfully, I guess, and don't let the family bury him somewhere quietly, then you seem to be monstrous. You have to be very careful, otherwise you create a new place of martyrdom where all people go and lay flowers and think about the good old days.
It was Max Tillman there talking with Associate Professor Judith Keane of the University of Sydney.